in the reading of the last, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. The hope, the sworn oath of God, we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into, that is, within the veil. Let's speak just a moment on the veil. We didn't get it too good last Sunday night. In the veil. The veil is the flesh. The veil is what keeps us from seeing God face to face in this church. The veil is what keeps us from seeing the angels at their positions this morning, standing by the seats. The veil is what keeps us from seeing. We're hid behind the veil, and that veil is the flesh. We are sons and daughters of God. We're in the presence of God. The angels of God are encamped about those who fear Him. We're in the presence of God all the time. I'll never leave thee, neither will I ever forsake thee. I'll be with thee always, even unto the end. But the veil is the flesh. That's what keeps us out of His presence. But to the soul, the spirit, by our faith, we know that He's watching us. He's standing by us. He's here now. Down at Dolphin one morning, an old prophet was surrounded by an army. And his servant went out and said, "Oh, Father, the whole country surrounded by the aliens." And Elijah raised up and said, "Why, son, there's more with us than there is with them." Well, he bent his eyes and looked around. He could see nothing. He said, "God, I would that you'd open his eyes. Take away the veil." And when the veil dropped from over his eyes, around that old prophet was chariots of fire. The mountains was on fire with angels and chariots. There you are. Oh, then Gehazi could say, I understand now. See, the veil dropped. There's where the hindrance. Here it is. Hold tight. The veil is what keeps us from living the way we should. Veil is what keeps us from doing the things that we really want to do. And God became veiled in flesh. And the veil was torn too. And God became God again. And He raised up the veil that He hid Himself in. That's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Proving to us that in this veil that we're now hid in, by faith we believe in and accept it. And when this veil is torn to, I'll go in His presence. Amen. With this assurance knowing that I know Him in the power of His resurrection. At the coming of the Lord Jesus, this veil will be raised up again. Amen. In a perfected way, till I walk and talk with Him as my Savior and my God. Amen. When He takes the throne of David, and we'll live forever. Amen. In this veil, after it's been perfected, but this veil has sin in it. It don't matter how, don't ever think of that glorified body in this earth. It's got to die same as your soul has to die to be born again. Amen. In the perfection